Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. Our Tobacco and Brew family would like to wish our local veterans and active duty service members a very happy holiday season. We have had the opportunity to meet many of you in person, and we appreciate the sacrifice that you have made and continue to make to safeguard our generations to come. Tobacco and Brew also wants to give a special thank you to the families and friends of our active duty service members as they are deployed away from home defending us. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas from Tobacco and Brew.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is why customer service feels so lousy. Companies know how angry they can make you now and still win your business.
This is so funny slash horrifying.
And obvious.
It's horrifying.
And it's got to do with the amount of data that they can collect now. They record all the phone calls. So down to your tone of voice, how long you're on hold, you know, prices, all this, how far they can push you before you'll actually leave them and go to another company.
So do they have like a red flasher that goes off as you're saying to the customer service idiot, listen, I've already told you how many, and it, weep, weep. He's at a four. Your customer is at a four. Sir, I think we can help you.
I'll tell you the key here in just a moment from the Wall Street Journal, what you got to do. We got a number of texts about this. And I've been complaining about customer service getting worse for a long time. I wonder if some of it has to do with it's so hard to fire people, so you don't have to be as concerned about being a good employee. That could be part of it, right? If you're
yes.
the front desk person at a store.
But they're related. They're related. Because if you, back in the day, you would be fired because there was a perception that we will lose this person's business if this person keeps abusing our customers like this. And now, you know, there's no real incentive if you know how mad you can make people. You're not going to be proactive or careful about it.
Yeah, but and they've made the calculation that look, they don't like the surly person at the front desk, but they're not going to leave us for that. So
right,
I'm not going to
yeah.
pay extra to get a happy person at the front desk. I understand that calculation that they've made.
Right, I hear your point though. I mean, if you can't fire people, you'll find a way to work around it.
But now it is always amazing to me. Like, I want to do something for this employee when it happens to me. Like, you can go to some sort of store and you ask somebody, you know, I can't find a blank. Do you have any of these? No, we probably don't. Probably don't or don't?
Right.
I don't think we do. Well, are you sure? Is there a way you can check?
Right.
Or you run into the employee of, you know, that really works. No, I don't think, I think there might be somebody over here, and then they go look over there, and then I think we might have some back. Wait for just a second. And
right.
they like really go out of their way
yeah.
to make sure you get this thing. It's not going to have any effect on their pay. In fact, it was more work for them to satisfy me than if they had just said, no, I think we're out of those.
Right.
But they did it anyway.
Yeah.
And I think most of the time now, it just comes down to your personality when you run into people that do that. But I'm always so pleased when I come across one of those people. I think, thank you. I really needed this X, and you got it for me. And if it had been a lot of other employees, I wouldn't have gotten this X because you had to make two clicks on the computer to check and see if you have it in stock or walk 15 feet. But a lot of people don't want to do that.
You ever done the phone first thing? You call and you say, hey, do you have any X in stock? And they say, yeah. Then you get there and they don't. And they say, computer said we did. Where's the shelf? It's right there. It's 10 feet away from you. You couldn't look. Couldn't eyeball it.
I got this text from somebody who worked in customer service. The major grocery store chain I worked for wanted me gone, I think, because I was too helpful and too many customers texted or emailed nice comments about me. I don't know if I buy that, but I like this part.
Why would you want to get rid of somebody?
Well,
like
right.
That?
You're paranoid.
I think
that's paranoid, but I like this part. I busted my butt for customers, except in the deli. I refuse to make sandwiches because that's a guaranteed complaint area. I refuse to repeatedly do the sandwich bar, so they encouraged me to resign.
I'm not making any damn sandwiches.
A deli. I'll bet that is the guaranteed complaint area. That's too much mayonnaise.
There, you do it. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm super picky about some stuff, but I just can't get mad about that stuff. I don't either.
I definitely,
life's too short.
I definitely know people who do.
Yeah.
I think, how would you know how much mayonnaise I want? I don't think you did it on purpose to make me mad or anything like that.
But. Right, right.
But I ought to get to the key thing here that the Wall Street Journal seems to suggest.
Yes, please. You're abusing our customers by screwing around and not getting to the key thing.
As they go through a bunch of people that in this particular situation had trouble with AT&T.
That's amazing to me. I've found their customer service to be top-notch.
AT&T, I'll tell you this. Should I even say this out loud?
Probably not. Michael, what do
go
you
ahead.
Think?
Go ahead, as always.
Here's been my experience with AT&T, particularly going around to the cell phone stores.
Your co-host said probably not.
If you go to a store with my iPhone and I say, I'm on this plan, can I get this? And they say no, go to a different store because you will get a different answer.
Oh, boy.
I've had that happen over and over and over again. You get a different answer if you ask a different person or ask the same person in the same store. But you'll get a different answer.
Or go out the front door, put on a fake mustache, go back in and ask the same person again.
Adopt an accent.
Right. Hello, my friend.
You will get a different answer. That's been my experience. But anyway, the telecom giant is among the companies employing artificial intelligence to gauge customers' behavior patterns and personalities to pair them with customer service agents. Wow. I wonder if I should come off belligerent right off the bat and they say, okay, we got a live one here. This guy might actually leave. We got to get him to the customer service department that's actually going to help him.
That's a recipe for a pleasant society.
Well, I understand, but I'm trying to game the system. No, this woman is pleasant and kind and polite. She'll put up with endless, like my mom or somebody.
Let's abuse the crap out of her.
She'll put up with endless crap.
Right.
So keep her on hold forever. She would never hang up or switch companies.
If she ain't crying, we ain't trying. That's our motto. Wow.
So be angry right off the bat. That's my suggestion.
Boy, that's funny. My wife is so wonderful in so many ways, but she will get upset pretty quickly if she's being screwed or messed with or whatever. She doesn't, you know, she goes to zero from zero to 60 a little quickly.
That's a way to do it.
Well, apparently it is. Apparently it is. And I've been wrong all these years. Saying, listen, it's a problem to solve. Work through it. We'll be good.
I'm not sure with the customer service it pans out.
Just
in the rest of life, maybe, but not with the customer service people.
Yeah.
Matching the right agent to customers improves the likelihood of a positive outcome. Measured by resolution rate and satisfaction scores, said an AT&T spokesman that declined to give their name. So they actually do take the person that seems pretty hot and get them to the we better get this worked out person.
Right.
I mean, that's actually what's going on. And if you're nice and pleasant and kind of, I was just hoping that, never mind.
Forget it. I'm going to stomp on you.
And this is what they said happens in a number of industries. And we've all probably had this experience happen with, like, Dish or something like that. If you say you're going to cut them off, they will all of a sudden pull out all the stops to make sure you're happy.
Sure, yeah.
They will get you the price you want. They'll get you the DVR you want. They'll get you the phone plan you want. But you have to actually be willing to walk out the door.
Right. Which is,
you shouldn't have to negotiate that hardball.
Yeah, but that is negotiating. I don't hate that. Of course, I hate negotiating less than a lot of people do.
I get it for your boss or your whatever, your job. But
yeah, I
hear
you.
I'm just a customer. I shouldn't have to threaten to leave to get somebody on the phone that's going to pay me any attention. Good Lord.
It wasn't that way
for 100 years.
Right.
Why is it now?
Right. Well, because of algorithms
and artificial intelligence. They didn't know back in the old days, the little mom-and-pop hardware store didn't know they could push you as far as they could. And so they tried.
Well, maybe they were moral.
Or nice.
Or had a long-term view of things. Does this all get back to the whole quarterly reporting stocks thing? Everybody's just interested in this second.
That and the mom-and-pop shop of any kind. Your kids go to school with their kids, and you're going to see them Thursday night at parent-teacher night, and they don't want to be a jerk to you.
Right. There's that.
But those stupid idiots have been crushed by first Walmart and then Amazon. Go away, mom and pop shops, with your idiotic service.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Sebastian Gorka again for Relief Factor, the 100% drunk-free supplement with four key ingredients that each help your own body deal with inflammation and the pain that happens as a result of aging, exercise, or just everyday living. I struggled with lower back pain until I gave Relief Factor a try. And now I'm telling as many people as I can to order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. The owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, tell me about 70% of people who try the 3-week quick start for $19.95 go on to order more, which is amazing. Now, it's not just me, but tens of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor every day. $19.95 is less than a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. I'm now out of pain, and it's very possible you could be too. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then try Babbel for free by texting SPEECH to 64000. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just text SPEECH to 64000 and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text SPEECH to 64000 and try it for free. Text SPEECH to 64000.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility.
On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
We're on this topic. A lot of people should be on this topic. I think we talked to this guy when the book came out. He's the author of The Boy Crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Warren Farrell saying this.
What I found is that in the prison population, in the ISIS population, in the mass shooter population, they all have in common a very high percentage, about 90%, dad-deprived boys. And what happens when boys are dad-deprived is they don't have a male role model to channel their testosterone constructively. And the male role model tends, in addition to being just a male role model, dads tend to be much tougher on boundary enforcement, and the boundary enforcement creates postponed gratification, which leads the boys to being able to be successful at school or successful in sports, to feel more proud of themselves, not ashamed of themselves, not withdrawing, not feeling like an outsider.
Wow, how good is that?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, and I would love to dig deep into that whole question, because there is so much emotional, illogical rhetoric being thrown around. The idea that to say that is to somehow attack the single moms of the world. And single moms have become this weird sort of godhead in America now, where every politician constantly is mentioning single moms and how important it is to blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. And some of y'all are better off without the man, or it was an accident or whatever. To say that a pitcher really needs a catcher is not a judgment as to the pitcher's sincerity as a baseball player.
How many households is it true for where you do have mom and dad, or a man and a woman, where the dad tends to be what he just said, more of the boundary setter, the more of, no, we're not going to get that, than the mom is? That's just
right.
It's what I grew up with. It's what happens in our house and the people I know.
Well, and anybody who would deny that the vast majority of dads and moms conform to the following description is just, they haven't observed enough of life. Mom frequently, when little boy, little girl falls down, skins knee, is about concern, comfort, healing, etc. And dads are often, you're going to be fine. Pick yourself up. You're fine. Don't worry about it. It's just a little scrape. And we need both of those things. We need the balance. Have since the dawn of man. And to deny that is politically correct nonsense, which is not to say the single moms of the world or the single dads of the world aren't trying their damnedest and don't love their kids.
But don't get into this stupid zero-sum argument.
Right.
Whether it's one or the other, that's just ridiculous.
Right. To be pro-dad, you need not be anti-mom. Only an idiot would think that way. Why do I attack? Why do I lash out?
Because
we're talking about angry people lashing out, and look at me. Probably because I really want a donut, and I'm not going to have one.
His stat, can you play the first part of that again? Because the stat is so good.
Same approach at Google.
That's Ted Cruz.
Lyon apostrophe.
What I found is that in the prison population, in the ISIS population, in the mass shooter population, they all have in common a very high percentage, about 90%, dad-deprived boys.
Okay, so there you go. ISIS, people in prison, and your mass shooters, 90% dad-deprived. That's an overwhelming, that's not just the majority of, or tends to lean that way.
Sure.
No, that's practically everybody.
Right.
Wow.
And as we learned the other day, the four commonalities that are virtually 100% among these mass murderers, my preferred term is that they experience trauma, violence, abuse, neglect, bullying, that sort of thing. And a lot of that, you know, comes from fatherlessness, or if you've got a father who's a monster. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Which, again, and it's, you know, one of the challenges of doing this radio show is that we're not doing a 6-hour-long podcast. There are nuances. There's tangents and tangents on those tangents that I think are pretty important to talk about, but we just don't have time. So spare us the angry email. Are you guys saying? We don't have time to get to all of it. But anyway, yeah, my husband was abusive and blah, blah, blah. You think I should have stuck with him? That sort of thing. I'm just saving you the time it would take to write it and send it. We're not talking about that. But anyway, we got this absolutely fabulous note. It's related. It's from Rose, who's an English teacher, high school English teacher. I'm talking about disconnected, angry, purposeless young men. As a high school inner city English teacher, for 30 plus years, I found what worked for me for angry, turned off, and sullen young men. And this, oh my God, this is so out of Jordan Peterson and his book, 12 Rules for Croquet?
Life.
Success? Life?
Yeah,
ah,
yeah,
life,
yeah.
Not croquet. Anyway, this is so out of that. What worked for me with the turned off, angry, sullen young men, I would put them in a position of power. She says power. I would use the word responsibility. The first day or two, I would tell them my plan. If we have an actual real-life lockdown or crisis, I would tell the males how they need to help me. Take the females to the back of the room, how they would be my backup if there would be, say, an active shooter. These young men for the last 20 years since Columbine would listen intently and take their stance to heart during school practice drills as I would describe how they needed to lift my heavy desk and barricade the door and also be my backup. Someone came through the door and would jump on them. They would be my backup to take the gun away. Besides a serious life and death scenario, I would choose these disconnected young men to take my attendance down to the office. After my lesson, I would choose another young man to check my teacher box and bring me back my mail. I would share a private joke with them when they accomplished their task. Tardies, I would have another one or others document, take down the tardies, etc. Empower and recognize the yearnings for recognition. That's what I used. Any behavior problems, male or female, one has to recognize the problem, own it, and figure out what the student needs. Then keep your classroom open during lunch and talk to the students at lunchtime as if they were equals and pose special issues or problems and how to fix them. I would tell all my students how I couldn't believe I was being paid to be with them. Their smiles and their enthusiasm would make the hardest heart soft. Oh, my God. What a gift to humanity.
Yeah.
Rose, congrats. Don't get a big head or anything, but God bless you. That's beautiful.
I'm surprised you get away with that. I mean, can you do that in a modern public school? Say the guys are going to set the desk up here. Somebody sues, implying that women aren't strong, Title IX, whatever the hell. And...
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's demeaning to the girls in the class. That's amazing, and it just repeats something we've observed over and over and over again. A friend was just telling me about a documentary he'd seen about yet another miserable, failing inner-city school that was taken over by a dynamic, demanding black woman. And it was a heavily black neighborhood, who said, yeah, nobody's failing around here. I know you can succeed. You're going to succeed. And by God, the kids succeeded. Now, it's not as simple as that. They have to be given the tools. They have to be encouraged. They, you know, there's you know, counseling involved. But it's about high expectations, not about demeaning people and telling them, and this is the most insidious message in American politics in the last century, you can't succeed. You cannot succeed because of your color or where you were born or your religion or whatever. No way. You need me as a politician to save you because you cannot succeed. That is a poisonous, slanderous, horrific message. And if I could stamp it out, I would.
There's no doubt about it that the whole mass shooting thing is primarily a young man thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Message and data rate may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text TRIAL to 64000. Text T-R-I-A-L to 64000.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reading community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays!
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Quick point of privilege. Quick point of personal privilege.
Yeah. I can handle things. I'm smart.
This is Armstrong and Getty.
Pretty damn cool.
He is Armstrong and Getty.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
So it is my belief that the election is now a referendum on Joe Biden's mental capabilities.
Mm.
It's just that. Mm. If he reaches the bar of acceptable, good enough to be president, he wins. If he doesn't, he loses. I think that's just where we're. I think that's what all the commentary and jabs from opponents are going to be from here on out.
You think it's now out in the open?
Yeah, it's just a full on narrative. Not even as much with Julian Castro's completely DB move during the debate.
Mm-hmm.
The senator, Cory Booker, going on CNN and in calm tones saying, look, a lot of us are concerned sometimes when we hear Joe talking. And he's sort of all over the place.
Yeah.
If whether
I
or not,
said, hey, Esther.
Whether or not he's the guy that can actually get the ball across the finish line.
Right.
And I think that's just the conversation now. And can he or can't he?
I was reading a piece from Rolling Stone. I remember when they would write about guitar players and getting high on drugs. But they're talking about how... And of course, this whole thing has the assumption that Trump is a racist. Everybody knows he's a racist, and white supremacy is on the rise, and blah, blah, blah. That whole narrative, which is mostly bunk. But anyway, having assumed that, they said, look, we need somebody who's really sharp at the anti-racist thing to run against Trump to draw the contrasts and make him look like a boob and the rest of it. And they said, Biden ain't that guy. I mean, the most floundering he ever gets is when he's trying to talk about race and his record and that sort of thing is witnessed by the debate, which was, just at times bizarre as he rambled on and on. You know what? I think it's a pretty good point.
Well, in the last hour, he
from
rambled
their
on.
Perspective.
In the first hour, he was pretty good.
Oh,
so
yeah, he's fine.
It's just, you know, don't have him on stage for 3 hours, I guess.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Well, so getting back to Corn Pop. So where does this clip come from in the ongoing search for information about Joe Biden's brain?
I think it was right after Corn Pop put Lucky Charms in the hospital for like 6 weeks and really established himself as a bad dude.
Captain Crunch was out on leave, so there was lawlessness about.
Right, right. Tony Tiger saw what was happening, ran for the hills. But, which just shows you how bad a dude Corn Pop was.
So where does this come from?
This was from 2017. I don't know the exact circumstance of the event, but he seems to be at some sort of park talking about a swimming pool that I believe he used to be a lifeguard at.
Well, yeah, he was a lifeguard.
He was giving a speech fundraiser type thing.
I learned a lot. And I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards. And there were not, there was a 3-meter board. And if you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did, and back in those days, you see how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you. Off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this was mostly, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There was a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement.
We're about halfway through.
I'm trying to stay with it because it sounds like an interesting story. He just jumps around a little. A
lot of characters.
And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end.
Oh, boy.
And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Yes.
I said, you're kidding me.
Wow.
He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car.
Can you pause it?
No...
Do you hear the people buzzing in the background? Where the hell is this story going to end? You realize there are kids here, right? Because I can hear kids' voices.
This whole razor blade chain.
So they're going to slice you, and you're going to chain whip them, and then the kids are going to have nightmares. Wow, go on, Uncle.
And I walked up to my car. And they had those days. You used to remember the straight razor? You'd bang them on the curb,
no,
get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
What?
What?
I looked at them.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I gotta run that back.
So, you having a good time, Joe?
So you're getting your straight razors rusty, so you like give your opponent an infection.
Wow, this is quite
after
a
you
story.
Slash him.
If he
that
could,
is a tough hood, man.
It's a heck of a story if he could tell it better.
Oh. And they had those days. You used to remember the straight razor? You'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel,
or just
get them rusty.
Some of your pomade on them.
And I looked at them, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work.
Okay, good. I didn't catch that the first. Well, because he didn't make it clear.
Well, I
so
didn't
when he
know,
said,
yeah.
"Hey, Esther," that was a Esther Williams was a famous female swimmer, so that was
who
just
wore
a
bathing cap,
right? Yeah, famously in the movies. So
now I get the Esther
that's
reference
an
anyway.
Old timey, like from the 40s.
Wow,
sort of
in 43 Skid Row.
Where the hell did that come from?
I told you what I shouldn't have called you Esther Williams. That's pretty funny.
And I apologize. But I will chain whip you.
That's why I brought my apology chain out with me.
I can see you're going to cut me with your rusty razor, but I... My apology chain.
I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize, but I'm not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Man, that's story time with Uncle Joe.
And I went down the street and chain whipped a different guy just to stay in practice.
And that's why you should vote for Prop 32.
Now, who's
something.
Up for a nice bowl of corn pops?
You know, I read this book about politics. I've mentioned many times the greatest book ever written about elections called What It Takes. But it's got a biography of all these different candidates, and it happened to be 1988, so Joe Biden was included. And he was a kid in school. So he grew up a rich kid when he was really young. Then his dad lost his job, and they ended up being completely poor and broke and moving to a bad neighborhood, which part of what, informs his view of the world, rich versus poor and the different life and the way you're treated and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But he was a tough guy, and kids would, to get out of fights, you'd say, I'm friends with Joey Biden. And people would be like, okay, well, I'm out then.
Wow.
Was his rep. At the time, I didn't know he was getting into chain knife fights, rusty knife fights.
Right, exactly. Wow. You know how it is. You'd bang it on the curb, or you'd put it in the rain barrel.
Oh, I didn't grow up that way. I mean,
what's a rain barrel?
Just to get it rusty. So, you know, you'd give him a number of different infections.
So he had an Esther Williams blast, a rain barrel comment
right.
to go with his record player comment from Thursday night. So he might
said, hey, Esther.
His references are going to become part of the entertainment.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
But that's just an age thing. That's not a I'm crazy thing. The rambling part. Whew. See, like I kept saying on Friday morning was, if he goes on one of those, that last answer he gave in the debate, the long rambling record player, send him into the homes. And by the way, Venezuela, and what are we talking about
right.
now? How does Trump respond to that? I think Trump just turns to the crowd and says, what was that?
Right.
And everybody
right.
just goes crazy.
Right, just rolls his eyes. If that had been the first half hour of the debate, I think the conversation would be very different.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. I was just about to bring up the fact that, I was going to say the vast majority of voters, a huge, huge number of voters did not watch or did not get that far into the debate. And those of us who are really into this in the echo chamber, and we just kind of enjoy politics, we're so much more aware of it and critically interested in it. And then on election day, when it comes down to a binary choice, that sort of thing will probably vanish into the mist. Mm. I say probably because that sort of rambling nonsense he issued forth in the last half hour, that's a sign of something.
Yeah, that's,
and we'll see more of it.
Yeah, that wasn't a slip or a gaffe that you can recover.
Right,
that's
right.
That's just who he is.
Right.
And that's who he's going to be for the
I said, hey, Esther.
Put on some Venezuelan records. We'll clean up the black folks' communities.
Armstrong and Getty. You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't test and drive.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then try Babbel for free by texting LESSON to 64,000. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just text LESSON to 64,000 and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text LESSON to 64,000 and try it for free. Text LESSON to 64,000.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement for people struggling with back or neck pain, hip, shoulder, or knee pain. And I need you to know, I have never endorsed a pain reliever before, but because I had struggled for years with my lower back pain, I just had to give Relief Factor a try. And I'm here to tell you, I am now pain-free. It's simply wonderful. So when the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, asked me, I definitely decided to make an exception because there are simply too many people struggling with pain from aging, exercise, or just everyday living that need to know about the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95. Relief Factor's 4 key ingredients to help your own body deal with inflammation, and about 70% of people who order the 3-week quick start go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers for special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm, our family and team at Coachmaster wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you been curious about the buzz surrounding CBD? For starters, CBD is not THC. CBD will not get you high and has no mind-altering effects. This makes CBD perfect for use during the day. What does CBD do? People are trying CBD for pain management, sleep management, anxiety, and other common issues. There are so many products out there, it could make your head spin. At Catalyst CBD, they know how confusing CBD can be and have the answers to any questions you have about different uses and applications of CBD. It really is about educating yourself. The experts at Catalyst can talk with you about the facts and the myths. They can clear up the buzz of CBD and make it crystal clear why people are trying CBD and coming back for more. Come visit the store on Victor, just north of East Cypress, and find the widest variety of CBD in the North State. Come in and find out if CBD is for you and receive a 15% discount on your entire first purchase. You've got questions? They have answers. Stop in today.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Ashley Tisdale says she takes men to Disneyland to break up with them. The men say the toughest part was having to do the Nemo submarine voyage of shame.
Bit of a stretch, but good attempt. Ashley Tisdale, is that some sort of a celebrity girl I'm supposed to know?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. It's an expensive breakup ticket, isn't it? Do you do it in line because they're already depressed and want to die? hate line.
I don't know about the public breakups. I know the theory behind it. I think you made a bad choice to get into a relationship if you think you need to be in public for safety, or they won't go as crazy or something.
Why do you think I gotta end it?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. These things are not always clear, you know, at the beginning. That's the whole deal.
Yeah, I've never done that on either end. It's always been in private, but
I'm a fan of ghosting. Just stop returning calls till they figure it out.
I know a guy who never would eat at Wendy's. Is a good dude, but he wouldn't eat at Wendy's because his wife told him she wanted a divorce at Wendy's.
Oh man,
when they were eating lunch.
I could see that. It's just the way the brain works.
Something about the French fries? What do you mean the way the brain works?
Well, just everything, all the visuals, the auditory, the smells.
Oh, why
would
you would
remind you of that okay. moment. Okay. Yeah, okay. He has my sympathy.
I thought you meant you'd see why she would dump him at a Wendy's.
Well, you see a lot of handsome fellas there choking down their triples.
It's only 99 cents for a Frosty, and everybody feels better after a Frosty.
Yeah,
right.
I would be pretty unhappy if you did that to me. Don't do this in public where I'm going to be clearly really upset. And, you know, I'm in public, and I got to drive home, and just that's not cool.
Well, and unless you're quite young and don't understand that you've been maneuvered, it's a little demeaning to understand that you've been maneuvered.
Right.
Well, oh, that's why you wanted to come here? Why don't we just sit down on a... All right. Yeah, I know. It's funny that I don't know why it brings... Well, I know why it brings this to mind. But when our beloved black lab Onyx passed away, you know, it was a tough day. Y'all who love your pets, you know what I'm talking about. And then when we got our new dog Baxter, and this was 2 years later, I happened to pull into the same parking space at the vet as when we put Onyx to sleep. And Judy and I realized it at the same time, and the rush of emotions was just like being drenched with water. And so, yeah, I could see the guy. I wouldn't even be able to look at a Wendy's.
That's interesting. I've just recently started to believe this sort of stuff.
Witchcraft?
Witchcraft, yeah.
Because I know you've gotten heavily into it.
And human sacrifice.
Right.
I've just recently started to believe in the power of it.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board, stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Is that an incantation or something?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The whole triggering mechanism of people's places and sounds and that sort of stuff. And
sure,
I just never really bought into it that much. I did have experience a couple of years ago that I was at the same hospital for a checkup long after my cancer treatment. And I got out of my car. I parked in the parking lot that I parked at every day when I was doing radiation for several months. Every single day you have to go. And I was sick at the time. So here's, like, a couple of years later, I think, I get out of my car and I start shuffling along. Not, why am I shuffling? I'm fine.
Yeah.
I just started walking the way I used to walk when I would go to the radiation treatments because that's the only way I could walk then. I thought that was weird. So, night before last, you remember the story yesterday from me going crazy on the cookie dough.
Do we? You should see our group text about it. It's still rolling.
Hilarious.
I gained two full pounds.
Hey, the hippo GIF was hilarious, Michael. Just
glad
saying.
You liked it.
So night before last, I eat, we think, the equivalent of a dozen and a half cookies and cookie dough.
It was impressive.
And I actually said to my wife yesterday, I said, I am seriously a little troubled by that. What happened? Why did I do that? I've never done anything like that before. It's just, why did I do that? She said, you don't know why you did that? Your son, who looks like you and has the same name, had a medical procedure just like your cancer treatment. And when you were a kid, you were in the hospital all the time and had to be held down to have needles put in you. You held him down while a needle was put in you, put in him.
Yeah.
Same thing you've gone through as an adult and a child. You don't think that might have had some impact on a need to, like, escape or make yourself feel different or something like that?
Yeah.
Cookie dough?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, that does actually kind of make some sense.
That's some solid analyzing right there.
I never even thought about it, but it makes perfectly good sense. Traumatic experience as a child and an adult that were exactly like what he did.
Right.
But and I played a role in it even.
Right. Yeah, extra powerful. But like so many things the social justice warrior class has inflicted on us, the idea if somebody disagrees with you, you're triggered and you're going to fall apart emotionally. I mean, it's just
well, and then
dumb.
The other side of it is I don't have to blame anybody for it.
Well, and you don't have to ask other people to alter their behavior. You're not going to write an angry letter to Wendy's demanding they change their decor and get rid of the red-haired girl and maybe come up with some brunette. I mean, you deal with it. That guy is dealing with it.
But so do you believe that sort of thing? You believe that sort of thing? That little tale that I just spun out from my wife's theory?
Of course I do.
Yeah,
absolutely. You
really?
You sought
out. That would have never crossed my mind in a million years. Connecting those things.
Oh, I don't know if I would have been able to connect the dots, but having it explained makes a lot of sense. That you went through this and you did something outside of the normal behavior to kind of self-soothe. That makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of people do that in a lot of different ways.
I'll be done.
On the other hand, I wouldn't put too much weight in that because cookie dough is frigging delicious.
Right, there is that.
And you just got started on the cookie dough train. Whoop, whoop. It's hard to get off. Once you seriously now. I didn't have those experiences. I didn't have to, you know, do that for my child. At least not recently. But if there were a cookie dough in front of me, I'd gorge like a hog. So, I don't know. There's the truth to both explanations.
Yesterday, at the end of Henry's two-day infusion, then they take the thing out of your arm. What do you call that, the thing they got in your arm? Got a name?
Yes.
So they put it in originally.
It does.
Is that also called a stent? I feel like
I think it might be.
It might be, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so they put that in his arm on
stent?
Monday morning, and then it stays in for 2 days, so you don't have to get jabbed twice, and they just tape it off and everything like that.
One jabbing's plenty.
But then it was time to take it off, and he insisted that he do it himself. And so he undid the tape, and then he was, like, shaking and really bothered, and he pulled it out of his arm.
Oh, little fella.
Awesome. He wanted to do it himself. I don't know why, but then he was fine.
Yeah.
Off to the races.
Wow.
And so far, the medicine is really working. I'm absolutely amazed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So night and day difference. After the first infusion last month, he and his brother played together in ways that they hadn't played together in years.
Wow.
He hasn't been able to do that sort of thing in years. It was just amazing. It's like he's a different kid.
Yeah, that's astounding. Is one more scheduled?
I think we're doing six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Sounds like the little lad is, you know, approaching it with more and more courage, and it's doing some good.
Oh, thank God for modern medicine, though. That's what I got to think about all the time. Or if I live in another country or different circumstances or whatever, and you don't get the diagnosis and that's a kid that never goes to school and a human being that can never have a job.
Right.
And if this works the way it looks like it's going to work, he'll be in regular school, I hope, at some point, maybe even next year, and be able to work a regular job, a regular human being. Mm-hmm. But without that medical care that you couldn't get in some countries or in different eras, not a chance. He has no chance of being anything other than just dependent on family or the state.
Right.
His whole life.
Right.
It's incredible.
Good
it's
to be little, born in America.
Yeah, it's a little sobering to think, but.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
It's just, you know, and got him on the right side of it.
Do you get the sense that he's connecting the dots that,
oh yeah,
that these uncomfortable treatments lead to him being able to play with his brother and lead to other good things?
Absolutely. That's he knows great. The difference. He really yeah. wants to be able to go to school. He wants to be able to do all the things. He's never had a birthday party. He's never done all these different things that he's seen his brother do, and he knows that this could be the difference maker.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've thought about this a lot. I haven't in a while because my kids are big, but I would have definitely lost two of my kids and maybe all three if I'd lived in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Just from things like an ear infection or, you know.
They all had fairly rampant infections that were life-threatening, but they were dealt with.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, including, the burst appendix and the rest of it. Of course, your brother, your genetics are different than mine. Your brother's appendix burst, and he just gutted it out for a while.
Went to work. They made him go home. Hilarious.
Wow. That's some stern stuff.
You're listening to the best of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.